This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the last 3 weeks, more than 16 million workers have filed for state unemployment benefits with the COVID-19 layoffs. It's state workers that have to process this mountain of filings, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
When I reached Helen Esposito, an unemployment claims processor in New York State, she was just getting home from a 12-hour shift.
It's strenuous. I mean, you feel like the days fly, but the mental stress when you're home really hits at that time. It's heavy.
She's been in the job for almost 30 years, and she's seen other unemployment spikes, like after 9/11, the Great Recession, Hurricane Sandy.
So if you put all of those situations together and times them by three, this is what we're looking at.
Unions that represent public employees say many can't work from home, and some are putting in long hours, including weekends. Thea Lee, president of the Economic Policy Institute, says the next federal relief package should provide more support to state and local governments.
If we don't do that, they will start cutting back, firing people, cutting hours in the next couple of months.
She says having fewer public service employees doing things like processing unemployment claims runs the risk of exacerbating the economic crisis for everyone. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.